Today we see that disciples are kind of sad and disappointed about what happened in Jesus' life. They hope for something different. And in this sadness and pain and disappointment, Jesus meets them in their way to another place. And he explained to them his perspective, the God's perspective. It's a good time to talk to God about my own disappointments, what I hoped for in my life, what did I hope for my children, for my spouse, for me, in my career, in my life, what were my hopes and dreams that weren't fulfilled the way I hoped for them, and what brings pain because of those unfilled hopes in my life. Jesus wants us to tell him about that, to tell him what did you hope for, what you are disappointed, and how you don't see God there, and let him explain you his perspective. Let him explain how see the things. It's one of the ways to find peace, to find understanding, to find acceptance that what happened was part of God's plan in my life. And second thought is that Jesus let them recognize him during the breaking of the bread, when they do Eucharist. Some commentaries say that he disappeared then because he points towards the Eucharist as a new way of his presence in the world. That they recognize him in the breaking of bread. And the whole church, whole world will recognize him into the breaking of the bread, as we do every day celebrating Eucharist. And we need to ask ourselves, how do I recognize him in the breaking of bread? Do I give him enough respect and honor when I come to Eucharist? Is my heart clean? Do I really pay him homage and praise that he let himself to be in the Eucharist and nourish me every day? So let us find today time to talk to God about our disappointments, our not fulfilled hopes. Let him bring us explanation how he sees our life and how he is still risen Lord, our Messiah.